This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
It's frustrating when you think you're over something, only to have that thing or that person resurface in your mind, and it takes you back to the hurt and the wonder of, when is this person going to get what they deserve? When are they going to feel the way that I feel? When am I going to be over this? And then another question arises. Do you want to be consumed by this? Or do you want to focus on something else? And here's the intersection where a word from H. Jackson Brown Jr. is appropriate. Never forget the three powerful resources you always have available to you. Love, prayer, and forgiveness. With those things in mind, Lord, we call out to you for guidance. We take comfort in knowing that nothing has escaped your attention. You see the treatment we've received from others and how it's hindered us personally, possibly professionally. One of the ways you are redeeming the hurt is that right now we are drawing near to you, knowing you are drawing near to us. It's amazing that you can use what was meant to harm us for good. You operate so differently than we expect, Lord. And as we cast our burdens on you, may we sense the relief that you are able to do something about them. Because we have been forgiven through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, you have called us to extend that same kind of love towards others. The only way this is possible is if we are wholly dependent on you. Often we spend time thinking about what we could have or should have done differently to try to prevent what happened, but we can't change it. But as you're changing us, Father, we humbly pray you will change us so we can move forward. Use this to shape us into the people you have created us to be so we can better reflect your love and forgiveness to a hurting world. There's something else we should pray about is boundaries, because we don't want to enable bad behavior. It's not loving to let people hurt us, Lord. So we pray you grant us discernment in knowing how to navigate these murky waters. Put people in our lives that can speak truth into our lives. As we spend more time with you and with wise counsel, we're confident that you will make our path straight so we can continue walking with and towards you. We're grateful we can shed the weight of unforgiveness in exchange for the peace we have through our relationship with you. And it's that life-giving name of Jesus we call on and pray in.
Amen.
Praying about this reminded me of some songs you might like. Forgiveness is one of them from Matthew West. Another, it's called Losing from 10th Avenue North. Because often winning in life can feel like losing, but praying about it writes our perspective that in God's timing, he will make all things right.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.